Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is February 13, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Santander hires former Apple Pay exec to lead P2P payments. Top soccer club FC Barcelona launching crypto token for fan engagement. Wells Fargo invests $5 million in startup connecting crypto exchanges and banks. Bitcoin lender BlockFi raises $30 million in Series B led by Peter Thiel's Valar Ventures. MasterCard and Ripple's Xspring join industry group to promote blockchain education. DTCC calls on banks and regulators to help address blockchain security issues. $400 drop, Bitcoin faces further downside after rejection at price hurdle. Here's how to inspect Bitcoin's next, likely, major upgrade yourself. Taurus launches to bring one-click login to Web 3.0. Now let's get started. Santander hires former Apple Pay exec to lead P2P payments. An executive formerly working on Apple's payments products has joined Banco Santander. Trish Burgess joins the Spain-based multinational as a new global head of peer-to-peer payments and will direct its expansion of digital payments services globally, according to an announcement Thursday. Burgess worked at Apple for 4.5 years, her LinkedIn profile indicates, where she helped lead the launches of both Apple Card and Apple Pay. The news marks Burgess' return to Santander, having held a role in securities at the bank from 2007 to 2010. Since then, she's held senior roles at BNP Paribas and Visa. Her education includes finance and marketing and electronics with a focus on telecoms. At Santander, Burgess will report to Chirag Patel, global head of Santander Digital Payments, and will target improved user experiences and growing the adoption of P2P payments to foster an international payment network, the bank says. Trish's appointment as head of P2P highlights our commitment to delivering best-in-class payments solutions for our customers, said Patel. We know that innovation is powered by the most talented people, and we welcome Trish's wealth of payment experience. Last year Santander dedicated $20 billion to invest in digital and technology over 4 years. In 2018, the bank launched a blockchain-based mobile app for fee-free, cross-border foreign exchange that used Ripple's Xcurrent tech. OnePay FX was initially rolled out for Santander's customers in Spain, the UK, and the US, but later expanded to Latin America. Top soccer club FC Barcelona launching crypto token for fan engagement. Record-breaking Catalan soccer club FC Barcelona, often called Barça, has launched a crypto token seeking greater engagement with fans. Created in partnership with blockchain firm Chili's, the Barça fan tokens, $bar, will be used to allow fans to vote in polls and surveys on Chili's mobile app Socios.com. Barça has one of the largest supporter bases globally and is the richest soccer club by revenue. Unusually, it's in part managed by a group of paying supporters called Socios, who take part in elections for the president and the board. The team has achieved a record-breaking 74 trophies in its home nation of Spain. With over 300 million fans worldwide, Barça's fandom spans countries as well as cultures, according to Alexander Dreyfus, Chile's and Socios CEO and founder. The club is without a doubt the most renowned and the most supported football club in the world, and we can't wait to see their fans start to influence club decisions. In an announcement Thursday, Chile said supporters interacting with the club via its app will be rewarded with points that can be swapped for merchandise and club experiences. Other features are planned for token holders, including chat, token trading, games and more. 40 million of the club's new token will go on sale in Q2 2020 at a cost of $2.18. To get their dollar bars, fans will need first to own Chile's $CHC token, which is available from a number of exchanges worldwide, according to the firm. The move into the blockchain space comes as part of Barcelona's global expansion strategy as it seeks new digital means to build fan engagement. This agreement will give us the chance to set up innovative marketing and partnership activations with a clear focus on the digital realm to take the club closer to our fans around the world, said Josep Pont, FC Barcelona board member and head of commercial area, in the announcement. Wells Fargo invests $5 million in startup connecting crypto exchanges and banks. Banking giant Wells Fargo is backing blockchain forensics firm Elliptic. Announced Thursday, the fresh $5 million from Wells Fargo Strategic Capital, WFSC, brings Elliptic's Series B up to a total of $28 million. The investment is partly geared toward a recently launched product that helps crypto exchanges win banking relationships, Elliptic said. The product, Elliptic Discovery, provides a bill of health for over 200 crypto exchanges worldwide, covering everything from how they conduct Know Your Customer (KYC) checks to whether they're regulated in the first place. Previously, a bank just didn't know much about the exchange that was wanting to open an account with them, Elliptic co-founder Tom Robinson told CoinDesk. This will give them insights into how risky or otherwise a given crypto exchange is. Almost all big banks have avoided crypto businesses because the perceived risk of dealing with potentially unsavory transactions was thought to outweigh the benefits. The job has been left to a handful of smaller financial institutions, including the U.S.-based Silvergate and Signature Banks. Helping banks hook up with exchanges is a use case that's probably underappreciated, said Robinson. Elliptic Discovery really does help a bank to engage more closely with crypto exchanges, he said. Crypto sleuthing firms like Elliptic and similarly bank-backed Chainalysis are thought to have a bright future, with law enforcement agencies doubling down on crypto and industry regulations becoming clearer. Wells Fargo is not the only bank to have taken an interest in Elliptic, but it is the first one from the U.S. Last September, Japanese banking group SBI Holdings invested $10 million to help drive Elliptic's Asian expansion plans. Other investors include Santander Inno Ventures, Signal Fire, Albion VC and Octopus Ventures. We are excited to invest in Elliptic and to help them execute the next phase of their business plan, said Basil Darwish, Managing Director for Strategic Investments at Wells Fargo, in a statement. Bitcoin lender BlockFi raises $30 million in Series B led by Peter Thiel's Valar Ventures. Fresh on the heels of an $18.3 million Series A funding round in August, crypto lending startup BlockFi has secured a $30 million Series B. Announced Thursday, the new funding will help the firm expand both its product offering and geographic footprint. We decided to opportunistically raise the Series B to expand the balance sheet and give ourselves the ability to invest in the things we're doing this year, BlockFi CEO Zach Prince said in an interview. The Series B was led by Peter Thiel's Valar Ventures with participation from repeat investors Morgan Creek Digital, PJC, Acuna Capital, CMT Digital, Winklevoss Capital and Avon Ventures. New investors included Castle Island Ventures, Purple Arch Ventures, Kinetic Capital, Arrington XRP Capital and HashKey Capital. Having Hong Kong-based HashKey as an investor will help BlockFi expand into Singapore later this year, Prince said. While the company has been serving customers in the region, this would be its first physical presence there. In the Asia-Pacific region, BlockFi expects to attract a lot of institutional customers, Prince said, given the number of mining companies, asset managers, exchanges and market makers that exist there. BlockFi also plans to begin attracting more retail customers in the region as it translates its site and products into local Asian languages. In the first quarter of this year, the startup plans to develop a mobile app and the ability to send fiat wire transfers. In Q2 2020, BlockFi plans to offer automated clearinghouse (ACH) payments. It also expects to double the size of its 75-person team by the end of 2020, Prince said. BlockFi has been providing fiat loans with Bitcoin (BTC) and Ether (ETH) collateral since the beginning of last year. In March, it launched a service offering clients interest on their crypto, which the company then loaned out to institutions. BlockFi has had to cut rates more than once because borrower supply has not been able to meet depositor demand. The firm reports having more than $650 million in assets on its platform, a 160% increase from the $250 million in assets it reported in August, with a 0% loan loss rate. Last month, BlockFi announced a slight reduction in yield for customers lending Bitcoin and Ether, caused by a more bullish crypto market. MasterCard and Ripple's Xspring join industry group to promote blockchain education. MasterCard has joined a working group that supports blockchain education and research in universities around the world. Blockchain accelerator Mousebelt announced Tuesday it has welcomed 11 founding members into its Blockchain Education Alliance. In addition to the card network, the new members include the innovation arms of payments startup Ripple and crypto exchange Binance, and representatives from NEO, KuCoin and Ethereum scaling solution Matic Network. They will join the 13 companies, including Stellar, Tron and Wanchain, that became part of the alliance when it was announced in October. The Blockchain Education Alliance is part of Mousebelt's university program, an initiative to train the next generation of blockchain developers in more than 80 student associations all around the world. Members provide funding and educational resources that help students and professors develop curriculums and stay up to date with industry developments. The members all share our ethos. The best way to invest in the space is to make long-term investments in education, said Ashley Meredith, director of Mousebelt University. The better the education, the better developers and projects we will see. The alliance began as an affiliation of more than 13 universities in North America but has expanded to include roughly 70 schools across the Americas, as well as in Asia and Europe. Warren Paul Anderson, head of developer relations at Ripple's Xspring Incubator, said joining the alliance allowed it to prepare prospective developers with the skills and resources they need. Mousebelt's mission to promote blockchain technology at the curriculum level within universities is directly aligned with that of Xspring, he said. MasterCard is one of the world's largest payment providers, handling more than $14 trillion worth of payments every year. Over the past few years, the company has made several forays into blockchain technology, most notably as one of the founding members of Facebook's Libra Association. Together with its main competitor Visa, MasterCard left the association in October. CEO Ajay Banga said this month he had pulled the company out of Libra because of concerns surrounding the project's regulatory status and long-term viability. MasterCard has not commented on why it joined the Blockchain Education Alliance. CoinDesk has approached the company for comment and will update if we hear back. DTCC calls on banks and regulators to help address blockchain security issues. The Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, DTCC, wants the financial sector to form a consortium alongside regulators to reduce risks associated with blockchain. In a white paper published Wednesday, the New York-based post-trade financial services firm said participants in the financial sector should work to establish a set of agreed-upon standards that could address some of the security concerns surrounding the tech. In light of the speed of digital transformation within the financial services sector, DTCC calls for a coordinated strategy for the development of a principles-based framework to identify and address DLT-specific security risks, reads the white paper. The industry consortium can more effectively identify best practices and develop baseline security procedures, the white paper reads. To improve its effectiveness, DTCC says standardization requires collaboration from professional organizations, the financial services sector, and its regulators. DTCC has been planning on integrating blockchain into its own operations for the past couple of years. But Wednesday's white paper argues some of the associated risks have not been adequately addressed and could leave traditional players totally unprepared. Addressing these risks will allow firms to more easily identify potential security risks, the white paper reads. Greater security standardization may also improve overall understanding and user confidence in the technology, as well as foster greater collaboration. By including regulators in the creation of the framework, the firm argues, will ensure alignment with future legislation that can also be a better safeguard for industry participants as well as customers. DTCC is the world's largest trade repository, holding data for more than four-fifths of the global derivatives market. Its central role has helped standardize basic practices in traditional markets, such as introducing a cost basis information framework determining the original value of an asset for tax purposes in equities clearing. Although there have been some previous attempts to introduce standardized blockchain security practices, DTCC argues it can leverage our unique role within the financial services sector to begin developing a comprehensive framework that can be used by all industry participants. DTCC has already begun the process of standardizing a new blockchain-based financial system. It effectively called on participants to adopt its guidelines, published in March 2019, for the post-trade processing of tokenized securities. $400 drop, Bitcoin faces further downside after rejection at price hurdle. View. Bitcoin's BTC daily and 4-hour chart indicators are reporting buyer exhaustion. That, coupled with a bull failure at $10,500, has opened the doors for a correction to a rising trendline at $9,900. A violation there would expose next support at $9,707. A bounce from the rising trendline support will likely yield another rally to $10,500. The overall bull case will remain valid as long as prices are holding above support near $9,100. Bitcoin could be staring deeper losses, having faced rejection at key price hurdle on Thursday. The top cryptocurrency by market value was seeing bids around $10,400 during the Asian trading hours. Buying interest weakened after the cryptocurrency failed to stay above Wednesday's high of $10,500 and prices fell sharply to $10,077 around 8:30 Coordinated Universal Time. Bitcoin is currently trading near $10,200, representing a 1% drop on a 24-hour basis, according to CoinDesk's Bitcoin Price Index. Overall, the trend remains bullish, with prices still up 42% on a year-to-date basis and trading well above the 200-day average at $8,867. However, the $400 drop seen earlier is suggestive of buyer exhaustion, as it was preceded by repeated failure at $10,500 and accompanied by an overbought reading on the Money Flow Index. As a result, deeper correction to levels below $10,000 cannot be ruled out. Wednesday's green candle has been engulfed bearishly by today's retreat from $10,500 to $10,077. Alongside that, the RSI has produced a lower highs pattern over the last 3 days, contradicting the higher highs on price, a bearish divergence that often precedes notable corrections. Bitcoin charted multiple 4-hour candles with long upper wicks in the last 24 hours, indicating bull fatigue in the range of $10,400 to $10,500. The downward move seen at press time has confirmed the weakening of bull momentum and shifted risk in favor of a slide to the ascending trendline support, currently located near $9,900. That level is also housing the ascending 50-candle moving average. Supporting the case for a correction is the lower highs negative divergence on the relative strength index. Additionally, the MACD histogram is about to cross below 50 in favor of the bears. If the ascending trendline support caves in, a further decline toward $9,706 could be seen. That level is crucial as it marks the low of a major bullish engulfing candle created February 11. The bulls would breathe a sigh of relief if the trendline support holds and, if so, would likely mount another charge on $10,500. The overall trend will remain bullish as long as prices are holding ground above $9,075 February 4 low, keeping the higher lows setup intact. Here's how to inspect Bitcoin's next likely major upgrade yourself. As the Bitcoin community gears up for its next likely major code upgrade, students of the cryptocurrency have an opportunity to inspect the changes themselves, with help from core developers. The weekly Bitcoin Core Review Club has started guiding users through the proposed Taproot Schnorr code, designed to improve privacy and scalability and boost smart contract usage for the largest crypto by market cap. Bitcoin's BTC code is open source, so anyone can scan proposed changes. Reviewing code is one of the best ways new contributors can dip their toes into the complex world of making improvements to Bitcoin at the base layer. But few people are familiar with the process, which can be tricky to learn from scratch. Developer John Newbery started the weekly club last year in an effort to teach more developers to review proposed changes to Bitcoin's code. The club meets Wednesdays on the old-school chatting service Internet Relay Chat (IRC). A host usually starts the meeting with a description of a change, then lurkers jump in with questions to get a better idea of how the code works and the motivation behind it. Newbery has been contributing to Bitcoin Core, the basic version of the Bitcoin software from which other customized implementations are derived, since 2016. This week's inaugural Taproot Schnorr chat covered some small changes to script execution from two pull requests, PRs. PRs are proposed changes that aren't quite ready to be added to Bitcoin. Once a PR is submitted, developers will look over it to approve, reject, or leave feedback so the change can make it to the next step. The changes discussed this week were small, non-behavior changing modifications to script execution, according to club notes. They touch an important piece called consensus code, which are the rules that all Bitcoin nodes need to follow to prevent the network from splitting into two. Generally, for consensus code, the "if it ain't broke, don't fix it" rule prevails, the review club notes explain. But in this case, the changes might be warranted because it simplifies the changes for Taproot significantly. For those who are new to the process, it might not be easy to make a judgment about the quality of the code. But it could be a springboard to diving into the code further. The club website does not say what pieces of the Taproot Schnorr code will be covered next. The timetable for the upgrade itself is uncertain. Some hope it will get done by the end of the year, but others call that overly optimistic. Taurus launches to bring one-click login to Web 3.0. Taurus, a key management startup offering one-click logins for decentralized apps, dApps, launched out of beta Thursday, announcing 8 initial hosting partners for its Web 3.0 product. Alongside Taurus itself, Binance, Ethereum Name Service, ENS, Etherscan, Modic Network, Ontology, Scale, Tendermint Core and Zilliqa will be running nodes supporting the decentralized login system. The move positions Taurus among a handful of startups offering simple login solutions for the web's next, decentralized chapter. An emerging vision of the internet, Web 3.0 enables users to hold personal data independently of major corporations without sacrificing speed or efficacy. To date, however, using such services has been clunky at best. Like cryptocurrency itself, users are still required to hold a private key to log in into dApps, a stick in the spokes for most consumers who are liable to lose the string of letters and numbers comprising a private key. Taurus confronts this reality by combining mainstream login applications with private keys, Taurus CEO Jen Yu Yang said in a phone interview. Taurus raised a $2 million seed round in July 2019, led by Multicoin Capital and joined by notables such as Coinbase Ventures and Binance Labs. Yang said Taurus allows users to log in to any Web 3.0 application or dApp with the same speed as the current internet's OAuth protocol, without compromising security. Taurus is also available for Web 2.0 applications such as Google and has recently added 5 new one-click partners including Facebook, Twitch and Discord, Yang said. The startup has over 100 total partnering applications to date. Notably, users can send crypto to friends who do not yet have a wallet. ERC-20 tokens can be sent via Gmail, for example, and claimed once the recipient creates an account with the startup. Unlike other decentralized login startups, Taurus does not sacrifice censorship resistance for usability, Yang said. The difference between us and other projects is they are all using a password manager model, he said. While they can't outright keep your key, it's not quite censorship resistant. They can withhold your key from you. Implementing its own version of decentralized custodianship, private keys are broken apart and stored on the network's node partners as opposed to one central entity, Yang explained. Binance and others will receive portions of fees from subscribing dApps such as crypto exchange DDEX, he added. Yang said Taurus is looking to add more partners in the coming year as well as issue a token for the network, although he declined to give a definitive timeline. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.